Bezer Shem's book, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechirin, the Laws of Sales and the Seva Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. We continue the theme that we started in the previous Perek regarding exceptions to the regular halacha of Kinyanim as it applies, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding those who will acquire with kesef, with monies, according to the biblical halacha, not necessarily limited to the rabbinic injunction. As Rambam gets halacha regarding selling and buying to Hekdash. Hamoichel Hekdash, if someone sells to Hekdash, which is the property of Hashem, that which is sanctified for the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Vama Gizba, and the treasurer, the one who takes care of the funds, says, says to the regular person, he says, how much are you willing to sell this object for? Vama, he says, Basara, for 10, Afilo Yeshava may even was worth 100, Kemicham Basara, once he said for 10, in Yechalach, but he cannot back out anymore, because Shamirullah HaGvaya, saying, as it applies to what was that of upon high for Hektish? Kimesir lahedit is like having been given over to a regular person. It's like a mesira. It's like actually a kinyan that was done is what it means when you're saying Tashem. Halacha base. Hagizber shakon la Hektish oishamachar. So this treasure, if he buys something from Hektish or he sells from Hektish, yodel, he always has the upper hand. Kitzraso. So nasin dam shel Hektish. If let's say he gave the monies of Hektish, so he's buying something for Hektish. Though he did not yet do Meshicha on the payers, which generally by regular person we say, the sale's not done yet. Im hukru, if it goes up in price, kana kedin taira. Usually if it goes up in price, so the seller could say, hey, it wasn't done yet, I'm not going to sell it to you, I want the higher price. In the case of Hektish, if he gave the monies already, then kana kedin taira, he has acquired it the way it is according to the biblical halacha, which generally, rabbinic halacha, they say no, because maybe the things are going to get burnt. They made this limitation that it needs mashicha. Here, for the benefit of Hektish, we made according to the biblical law. Now, then huzla pairs, if the produce went down in price, then chayzer, then the treasure of Hektish could back out of the purchase, sharei lemasha, because he didn't do the mashicha yet. And therefore, v'loyehei koich hedyed, you cannot have the power of a regular person become a Hektish more severe than the power of Hektish. If a regular person could back out, because for them the rabbinic halacha is you need Meshicha, so although for Hektish we made according to the biblical halacha of Kesem, but for the benefits, you can't say a regular person can be better than that of Hektish, so they could back out on that end too. If let's say, the other way around, the Gizbo is selling an object of Hektish, and the consumer already did Meshicha, which generally that's the Kenyan for an object for a regular person. And Balinus and Dumb, but he didn't give monies yet. The Huzla Chavitz, and now the object goes down in price. So Kana, he's gonna acquire it. Even though the acquisition of Hektish is only with monies, because we said since by a regular person he would have the ability that the seller could say, hey, you can't back out anymore because you're ready to Meshicha. So we can't have Hektish have it worse off, even though really for Hektish, biblical law requires the money, no money was given, it doesn't make a difference. It can't be less than that of a hedjit. Now, from Hukra Chavitz, if the object went up in price, Chayzerboy, the treasurer could back out. Sharili Loka Chagiz Badam, because ultimately the treasurer did not take yet monies from the sale. And by Hektish, in Nikla Bekasim, according to biblical law, Hektish is only acquired by giving money. Shinamak says in the Pasuk in the Yikra, but Nasna Kesav, he gives the money, become like, and it's going to belong to him. So the person who wants to acquire from Hektish has to give Kesav. And the ina gizbo chayv lekabel mishaparo. Though generally, when money was already given, and or some backing out of the sale, that the gizber would have to the person who's backing out would have to have a mishaparo that Hashem punishes if one does not keep his word. Here, the treasurer does not have to take this curse of the mishaparo for backing out regarding this object, even though the mishicha was already done. But if since the money wasn't done yet and completed, he could back out. Halacha gimel contains a related category, that of orphans buying and selling from them. So nixi yisayim harim kehektish. The properties of orphans is also have the same halacha like hektish. Ketzad hauso. So yisayim shemachu peiros. If orphans, if they sell produce, the nimshachum hema peiros, and the buyers already did mishicha, already pulled the produce, but vadan l'dokul adam, didn't give the monies yet, v'hukra peiros, and then the price of peiros went up. So chayzmem, they could back out. Why? Mishicha was already done. Because the properties of orphans are only acquired with monies, the way Hektish, and no money was given yet, so they could still back out. Whereas Huzla Peres, the price of the produce went down, you can't have a regular person have more stronger ability than they do, where the one who buys something cannot back out after they already did Meshicha. So although the price went down, it's too late. You already did Meshicha, you have to pay out. Halacha dal. So too, if let's say, the orphans already took the monies, but the buyers yet didn't do Meshicha on their produce. The hukru and it went up in price. Okay, so chayzen they could back out. Kishar hadrits like any regular person, where the seller could back out if meshicha wasn't done yet. Now, although generally by hadrit has to take a mishaparo when he's backing out, because he took the money just meshicha wasn't done, by the yisayim, the chacham did not impose a mishaparo, because they were lenient, as we see obviously by orphans, more than regular people. Avalim huzla peiris, but if the price of the produce went down, and now the buyers want to back out because they didn't do meshicha yet, so chayzun, they could back out, but as you always have to, they have to accept mishapar. I'm like, just like the halacha would be like with other people. Now the Ram comes to explain, hey, why are we saying this? How could they go ahead and back out if the monies were already taken? So I thought the Kenyan's already done like hektish with kesef. So the Ram, no, because if you would obligate the buyer to take it as it is, even though the price went down, according to how the biblical halacha is with monies, the way we do for hektish, because in contrast to hektish, where a person's willing to go ahead and suffer a loss at times because it's with hektish, but that would not be the case with orphans. It would be bad for the orphans. Because if this is the way halacha is going to be, because she's starchu limka, when they're going to have to sell, like here they're trying to sell, no one's going to want to give them monies to say, hey, you know, we're going to give you the monies and then we're going to get stuck with the situation where it's going to go down in price. They're not going to want to give the monies and we want them to have the monies. So therefore we say, okay, don't worry. Once the monies are given, you could go ahead and you could still back out, and because Mashiach wasn't done yet. So therefore they could back out with the Mishapara, these other people that bought from the Yisayim. Halacha hey. Now the other way too. Up until we're talking about where the Yisayim is selling, so do orphans bought pairs. Well, mashcha pairs, they did mashich on the pairs of Lena and they did not give the money yet. The hooker goes up in price. You can't say a regular person has more power than they do. And rather, just like a regular person acquires with mashicha, so do the Yisayim acquire mashicha. And therefore, although the price went up, the seller cannot back out on them. Because the takan that Yisayim acquired with monies was only for their benefit, not for bad. So once Mashiach was done, they already got in on the early price before it went up. Now, v'mhuzla peres. Now, if let's say the produce went down the price, which seemingly that would be a merit for them, if you say that they could back out, as long as they didn't give the money, so let them back out. They'll be able to get a cheaper price now, get more quantity. No, inam chayzin, they cannot back out. Why not? Shazur olam, again, because this would be bad for the orphans. Even though technically we want it to be entirely like hektish, it would not be the case, because when they're going to have to buy payers, not because my own is going to want to sell to them, because even though the monies were given, the guy's like, hey, I don't know, they might back out. And therefore, we say that, meaning once they did Mashicha, and if they didn't give the monies yet, then no one's going to want to sell to them, because they're going to be able to back out in contrast to other people. Halacha vav, nas nadam. Let's say the other way around. Let's say, as buyers, they gave the monies, but the mashcha payers, they didn't draw the produce yet. The huzla payers and the payers go down in price. So, chayzen, they can back out, because lo yikoy chet, you got them kaycham. You can't say that the ability of a regular person, because a regular person could also back out before Mashiach, can't be more than what their powers would be. So, of course, they could back out. Hukr, if they go up in price, imrotzu amoichem lachzabhem. So, if the sellers want to back out on the buyers, the orphan buyers, so chayzen, they can back out, because ultimately, no Mashiach was done yet. And the seller has to accept the mishapar. Because if you would think to say that the halacha should be that no, the orphans already acquired it by the giving the monies, well then you're going to run into the classic halacha of why we instituted that it should never be done with mois, has to be done with mishicha, because then yemalam amicha, the seller is going to tell them, oh, I'm sorry, nistrufu ha-perish lekachta, the perish that you bought, which you it was by me, because you didn't do mishicha yet, oh, got burned. Oh, I have the ma'inz, or got lost beyond my control. It was really yours from the time of giving the monies. And that's what we said, because we said the orphans are like hektish, and it's from Mishas Nesin Samayis. So in this situation, we said no, and that's actually why every person has it, that it's not from the Nesin Samayis, only from Mashicha, because he's going to say, Nisr v'chatecha baliyah, oh, I'm sorry, your stuff got burned, and because it's not his responsibility anymore. So therefore, we made it his responsibility until the buyer, including the orphans, do Mashicha. Halacha Zayin concludes with that there are certain times that everybody has that the mois are kindness. Everyone has this biblical halacha that the monies will acquire, and not necessarily Mashiach. Ba'abah prakam hashana. Four times in the year, Hamidu Devrehem, the rabbis made this halacha al din taira, that it's going to be with biblical halacha that mois are kindness. Bevasar, specifically regarding meat. And the reason they show kulim shikul basar, because everyone needs meat then. And therefore we made it that a person's monies will acquire it for him. Ve'lehem, and they are erev yom tov achron shel chag, before the last days of Sukkot, which are Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, in contrast to the last days of Pesach, because the last days of Sukkot is its own regal, and therefore it's very dear to the people, and therefore they have a great joy, and that's Simchas Torah, and they eat a lot of meat, whereas the last days of Pesach is really part of Pesach, and it's not a separate Yom Tov. So too is the Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, before the first days of Pesach, in contrast to the first days of Sukkot, that there's not so much time to shech, because everyone's busy with all the mitzvahs of Sukkot and Dal Minim. But before the Yom Tov of Pesach, and the Erev Atzeres, and Erev Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and before Rosh Hashanah, because at the beginning of the year, people increase joy, it should be like a Simna Milsa, it should be a good sign. So those four times, everyone needs meat, everyone's making a lot of food, and therefore, the Mo Yisar Koinus, Ketzah Haso. So, Ha'ilatapach Shur, if the butcher had an ox, Afilah Shavah Meir Dinar, even though the ox with its meat is worth 100 dinar, but Lokach Dinar Echad Melekech, and he took just from one buyer, one din is worth, that he'll give meat when he slaughters. Now he didn't gather enough buyers to be worth it for the value of the ox. Doesn't make a difference. But he cannot back out, even though he did not do any other kinyan except for the kinyan of kesef that he got from the buyer. We rather force the butcher to slaughter against his will. And we force him to slaughter it and to give that meat, whatever that value, even though it's 100, to the buyer. Now, the figure, therefore, since we say that the buyer already acquired it with the monies that he gave, and Mesa Ashar, if the ox dies, Mesa Lakech, it's a death for the buyer, meaning to say that the buyer is going to lose out that dinner that he gave because it's already his acquisition in that animal, and that's why he actually forced the seller, but at the same time, it could be a liability for the buyer if the animal dies.